Tyler doesn't do that, but I do this. Bathroom break. I don't really have a lot more blah blah blahs in me.
Me either. I'm a little sicky poo. I'm on the tail end of being sicky poo, and my voice is a little shot. So
sicky poo in the bathroom.
Apologies for that being the case in this bathroom break and the next two episodes. Hi everyone, welcome to the bathroom break.
Hello. I'm David Beeman, and while I could be hanging out with Isaac Giorgio Varela, instead I'm in this bathroom with five men.
Wrong segment. I need to look around to count.
I'd count
to also, make sure. Yeah. He ducked his head under the table.
Yeah,
too.
Wait. Oh,
wouldn't five other. Six? Yeah. Oh, five other.
Plus, most. I was thinking that too.
I will say, most bathrooms that you're in with other people would be more men. So that does make sense.
True.
Because most bathrooms that hold more than one person would be.
See, that's the thing. Yeah. I'm the one dude who holds up the family restroom establishments because I want a private bathroom. I'm like, I don't care. You can wait for the fucking changing table. I need privacy.
Put changing tables in the men's bathroom.
I see changing tables in men's bathrooms.
I know. It's just less common, and it should be in more of them.
We need to be changed.
I feel like I see those koala things.
I'm glad, but there are definitely places that don't. And that's
stop having children.
Yeah. That also
this message is approved. This message is approved by Tyler.
David, you're with child?
Twice.
Whoa!
David, I told you to get rid of it, and you promised.
David, you're still on fire.
Twice.
Fucking take the shot.
It's a bathroom break. This entire thing is
the shot.
Oh, you're so right. We should rename it to the shot. Just
an 80-foot long shot glass. Shot.
Yeah, this is no longer the bathroom break. It's the shot.
If was a keg stand.
Holy shit.
I was a little apprehensive at first as far as killing this demigod goes, but I came around.
I wasn't.
I'm still a little against it.
I killed his ass, and then I wanted his corpse gone.
How did you guys feel about the fact that it took you three fucking episodes?
Ooh, didn't like that.
Bro, when I told other friends of mine that, I just, this D&D campaign I'm in, we spent three straight episodes doing combat, everyone was like, what? That was a lot of combat.
I think it's the most we've ever done.
Yeah. It was nice, though, to actually use so many things on my character sheet. Because I feel like specifically in POC, we have done a lot more ship combat. There has not been as much regular combat, and it was nice to be able to do things, even if I did the same thing over and over again. Yeah. It was nice to use my character that I had built.
I finally had to manage my resources.
I can't believe I banished the demigod.
Yeah,
that was awesome. These power words with the savant class are amazing.
Power word get the fuck out of here is fantastic.
It's crazy. Had that at level 10. That's insane.
Yeah. Power word see ya.
Isaac's power words are just so cool to me. Mm-hmm. I really do think that's a great way to implement magic is through words.
Can you guys believe that those are only part of the expanded edition? The original savant doesn't have those. No. It's just part of expanded
That class, by the way, again?
Laser Llama.
Mm. Oh, Laser Llama, yeah. Right.
And I'll say for a second time, shout out to the name Laser Llama. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say, since introducing those power words into my character sheet, it really has helped me feel like I am fulfilling the supporting role that a savant is supposed to bring to a party.
I feel a little
bad. Does that mean you don't need your gun anymore?
Absolutely not. I need my gun.
I feel a little bad, honestly, in retrospect for Angela, because she utilized the scholar so well in Star Wars 5e, and the savant feels like the scholar, but better. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It feels like a better build of the scholar.
Angela still kicked ass.
Yes, that's not what I was saying. I just meant that...
keep my wife's name.
Can you imagine
out of your fucking mouth?
Can you guys imagine if Angela were here in my seat playing the savant instead of me? How much better Pac would be?
I'll slap you.
That's not true. I mean, it'd be different, but I'm not trying to say fuck. Zach, don't hit me again.
I can't believe I'm the Will Smith of this podcast. Tanner, get jiggy with it.
Oh my god. No.
I got Tyler pretty good.
Tanner get jiggy with it.
Yeah.
A command.
Yeah, it was into like Tony Stark
power word get jiggy with it.
I mean, no, that's just power word dance. That's a real spell.
It wasn't even that.
Or Otto's irresistible dance.
I can't believe that I'm the Will Smith of this podcast. I was like, oh my God.
Tanner, get jiggy with it.
It's just the wild, wild west out here.
Good reference.
Was
Cowboy
it?
Pirate.
I love was that. It? Hold on. Wait, I love that movie.
We're the Men in Black 2.
You've never seen Men in Black?
No. I love Men in Black. I've never seen Wild Wild West.
Oh.
I love the song Wild 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 West. Unironically, I fucking love that song a lot.
I was just saying that we're the Men in Black 2 because I was just saying.
Like also?
Like I was just saying other Will Smith properties.
You can tell it was... No, it's 1-0. We are the okay. Men in Black 2.
To who?
To whom? We are the Men in Black 2.
The pursuit of happiness. Shark Tale. Shark Tale. Shark Tale.
David, get jiggy with it.
You're in the get whoa, jiggy hey, with it corner. When we say it to you, it's funny.
Okay.
But yeah. When you
say it like the Tony Stark, like Jarvis, start jerking it a little.
Jarvis.
What? Yeah. He doesn't say that.
We have nothing to talk about.
It was just combat,
and it's been like a month and a half.
Oh. It's been a bit. We haven't played POC since last year, everybody.
Yeah. It was so creepy too for all of those episodes. So like, it was so hard for me to be like, I got to do math right now, and I can barely keep my eyes open.
Tyler did a great job with his cool reefs that he put everywhere.
They were fun. They were hard to keep track of.
They
were everywhere.
We did a really good job making sure everyone stayed alive after they went down.
Oh, yeah.
I still have a decent amount of hit points, which is awesome. Banishing the fucking dude was so cool.
And the toad.
It is funny.
Yeah.
The fountain was sick.
Between me and Isaac, I liked that the end of the combat was Tanner going, there's no way you guys can't win with how much you control action economy. Mm-hmm. How do you do this?
Although, that being said, it got touch and go there for a second.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I genuinely thought one of us was a goner.
Well, especially in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And also considering we were fighting not just a demigod, but also the toads. So
the toads were scarier.
The toads
specifically
were very
vulgar smog.
You could get swallowed. Geez. That was the big thing.
Yeah.
That was like, this was kind of a crossroads for me as both a game master and kind of like the producer for the show, is that 3 episodes of combat is not something I normally would have done or ever been like, hey, this isn't going to be fun for people. And I do think it was entertaining and engaging. But I had to kind of honor the game and honor the fact that you guys were fighting a demigod by being like, no, we're not going to hand wave this combat for time. You guys are gonna stick this out and maybe fucking die because it's a demigod, and if that takes us, like, there reached a point I think in the first episode where I kind of knew like this is not gonna end next episode, and I kind of just had to accept it, because if I didn't, I don't think it would have felt as hefty as I wanted it to for you guys, and even if it's a little bit of a slog for the audience, because ultimately, you know, D&D is a combat-based TTRPG, and yes, it makes things last a long fucking time, but you guys were fighting a demigod, and I had to honor that.
At least it's not Warhammer.
Yeah.
I mean, wasn't the Tiamat fight like 4 hours?
It Tiamat was fight one was episode.
Yeah. Yeah, but also Tiamat fight was closer to like, oh no, I guess it was 4 if we're talking raw.
That was a long fucking
time.
That was also the close of the campaign.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here thinking like, we just did 3 episodes of combat and we're not yes, at
that,
the end of
what
this
is
campaign.
That end going to be
we did 3
hours
of 3 episodes of combat with a building.
We'll also be level 20 though.
Hopefully.
I mean, true, but that means also the thing the we're
challenge
fighting,
rating is going to go.
It's going to be.
But I will say it was really nice actually using the mechanics that Isaac has of actually getting to know how much HP it has. Yeah, like, as a 100%. Game mechanic for us to be able to be like, we are whittling this thing down. Like, it didn't feel like an impossible fight. It was like, all right, this is a hefty amount of hit points.
Honestly, without that metric, we might have given up.
Like, and then it went into the negatives.
Well, no, then you guys assumed that it wasn't. It was taking half damage to all kinds of damage. Right, it was resistant to everything. You guys just didn't check it again. And so then you guys were like, why is it still alive? And it's like, because, well, it's been
taken. I will say, Tanner, for three episodes of combat, at no point did I, as a player, like, feel like it was a slog, because it was such a well-designed combat.
Thank you. I'm glad.
It wasn't as simple as just hit the thing, do damage, move on. Like, there were so many moving parts and so many things to keep track of, and it kept things very exciting.
I'm glad. I feel like I struggle with combat when we don't have battle maps. I feel like I've become a little battle map reliant due to our home campaigns.
I don't know. Without battle maps, my imagination is like way more active.
I agree with that. I think when it comes to fights like these, the ones that we just had, like where there are a lot of moving parts and there are like the scales just a bit more, the battle map makes that like so much better, because everything has like a hard value. Mm-hmm. When we get in these big fights and it's all theater of the mind, which, like, I feel like we all keep up fine. Yeah. But I think that it is definitely more difficult, and it's more like, that works. Like, why not? So I think that can benefit either the thing we're fighting or the player.
Yeah.
It kind of swings either way at times. And with a battle map, it's like, no, like, that's just how that is.
Yeah.
There's pros and cons to both. And I think
if
we ever really needed it, just opening an owlbear rodeo, even if it's blank, just to like put tokens on a grid could be helpful.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. I like it when we use the owlbear maps, because we can
rename the waves.
Like, permission, we can just rename stuff to funny things.
Yeah.
You can distract me. You can distract me while
it's how we win.
While I'm like,
this wave pushes Mongo.
I forgot about that. That's one.
So fucked up.
This wave uses a Mad Cat's controller.
ourselves.
Tanner, we are really funny.
Yeah. Tanner actively, after that bathroom break came out where I read the whole thing, and feel free to cut this, he texted me, he's like, hey, what's with that Mad Cat's line? I need to make sure I don't have to like cut or bleep that.
Oh, you didn't know?
I'd never heard of that
no
before, holy so. Shit, that is like,
He was like, know, oh, it's a bad. He was like, maybe it's like calling someone poor.
Third party like, controllers.
No, it's what you give to your younger brother because you don't want them to actually play
with. I remember. I didn't think it was anything bad. To be clear, I was more just like, I just don't know what that is.
The memory card I still use with my GameCube, though, is a Mad Cat's memory card.
Yeah.
And I mean, that shit's all the same. It's just a storage. Yeah, but like. It's
but the Mad the Cats, controllers Rock Band 4 drums, I got beef with them.
Yeah, and any Disconnect, any like third party controllers, they're just
most
shitty.
Most of the time,
they're
specifically Mad Cats.
Well, anything else for the best bathroom break we've ever done, guys?
The new Telecaster Guitar Hero controller looks really cool.
It does look really cool. Easton was talking about that. It looks sick.
Is Isaac gonna write about this?
Isaac writes about everything on and off the podcast.
I do think that
is he going to publish it?
Always.
I do think that's one thing to discuss.
You guys he's famous now.
Officially have 10 episodes left.
Oh, fuck.
And so much to fucking do.
Yeah, what do you mean we only have 10 episodes left?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, that's an episode.
All I know is I could start swiping again. I got no more debts right now.
Sturgis, I'm actually considering your question now, and I owe you like an earnest answer. And actually, I don't know. That's actually a crazy thought that I had not even considered, is like the gravity of what we just did. Honestly, my instinct is like absolutely not. I would not publish.
Whoa.
What,
but you're a famous author now. Did. The whole world has read your stuff.
But also, like, I've learned the consequences.
Also, in 2 months' time, the church is expecting the corpse of Naor.
Yeah.
Which I don't give a fuck. I mean, yeah. It like, on one side of the same coin, yeah, don't give a fuck, but also there are ramifications and do consequences. We want a
whole government after us?
Yeah,
I think that did we the
church,
can.
Did the church want the body as proof of death, or did they want the body to use it?
We don't really.
I think that in 2 months we can kill Otis, and once we've killed Otis, the church will get off our back.
You think we can kill Otis in 2 months?
We just need a really cool training montage.
Oh, another one?
Yeah, another one.
Another one.
I already had one for us.
Remember? I think it's going to be really interesting because so little time has passed in game, and Evander is still like super pissed off at Kit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
He didn't let it affect him in the fight because that was its own thing, but there's still ramifications from that.
Old beef.
That has not been discussed. Yeah.
It may get better because I currently have no debts against me, right? Like the house has taken all their money they need to, and maybe I can play with more. But
cut up your credit card.
No. She gives me cool things.
Cut it up.
Wow, Tyler, what are you? This podcast?
I love like my sea mommy.
Why would you say that?
Because I could.
Okay, fair point.
If there's anything we've learned from doing a podcast, it's if you can say it, you probably should.
Definitely.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.